So one of the themes that, of course, ran throughout the Mexico City, given that this was the first time we had a global conference of mothers and newborn, was really the topic of integration. And we know that there is a very strong evidence base for why one should do integrated care, integrate around measurement, quality, delivery. What's interesting since the Mexico event is that that evidence base has actually grown. And just this week, I don't know how many of you saw the Lancet series, no, not the Lancet series, but the publication this week, the key messages of the Disease Control Priorities Project, the third edition around reproductive, maternal, and child health, and the most cost-effective interventions and the huge impact that investing, not just in mothers and newborn, but across the continuum, reproductive, maternal, newborn, child health and nutrition, and adolescents can make. What was really fascinating in that report was that one of the best buys, the most important investments that financiers can make is really in the quality of labor and delivery. If you think about quality investment in labor and delivery, it's really quadruple benefits. Maternal mortality reduction, newborn mortality reduction, reducing, preventing stillbirth and disability. Quadruple benefits, very amazing opportunity in time that we have. So, of course, in Mexico, many of you who were there and others know that the quality theme was really central. It's not about counting how many times a mother interacts with antenatal services or comes to the facility, but it's what's happened in these encounters that matters. And since Mexico, we are seeing really gearing up among partners to think more systematically about quality across the continuum and systems approach to quality, and countries wanting to make that part of their broader national quality movement. That's very encouraging. The other thing that was encouraging in Mexico and as we have gone forward is the focus on measurement. You know, this is the first time we have countries committed to actually reducing newborn mortality, maternal and newborn mortality in the SDGs. And thanks to Every Woman, Every Child, we also have targets to monitor progress. Are we making progress bringing down newborn deaths to 12 per thousand or maternal mortality ratio to 70 per 100,000? And the other good news is that, you know, initiatives like Every Newborn Action Plan and preventable maternal deaths have really tried to lay out a roadmap for how to achieve these targets. So why do we care about targets? It's to hold us accountable, right? It's to hold all of us accountable to making progress. So that's why we need numbers and rates, and we need to ask the question, are we making a difference in poor communities, effectively use the services that's available to them? Are we actually making any change in the quality improvement in facilities? So the third, apart from integration and quality, really for many of us a breakthrough at Mexico was the way advocacy groups, advocates came together, leaving their sometimes single purpose focus to actually work together. And I want to give a hands to and applaud so many of some representatives, many advocates who have been like White Ribbon Alliance, SNL, UN Foundation, Family Care International, Saving Newborn Lives, Partnership for Maternal and Newborn Child Health, UNICEF, and many, many more, actually coming together and say, how do we work together for mothers and newborn? How do we move forward in an integrated manner? And that's really very promising because we do want to see impact. And the questions we want advocates, professionals, policymakers to ask today: are more mothers exclusively breastfeeding their kids? Are more pregnant women who comes to facility met with respectful treatment, respectful care, and effective services? Are we seeing more women who bleed during pregnancy actually having access to oxytocin or misoprostol? What's really happening out there? And that's, of course, how we will measure impact of the Mexico conference. And unless we start to really focus in on measuring these changes in coverage of effective use, key behaviors, we really can't answer that question. So that's why it's so promising that communities that are interested in metrics and data and measurements are also trying to really, for all of us, to get our act together and agree on a core set of standard indicators to measure progress. And that's happening. So that's good news. So what else could potentially hold us back? Well, financing. And Ariel and I sat on one of the panels at the Mexico event talking about the Global Financing Facility. And I'm sure you will talk more about that too. But just to mention, here we actually have, for the first time, a facility, financing facility, to ensure that finance, money flows to those plans, those costed newborn plans, those costed ending preventable maternal death plans, those plans that are out there, both developed and costed, but not yet financed. So how can we, again, working across the continuum, reproductive, maternal, child health and nutrition, adolescents, make sure that there is one investment case in a country with high burden and one investment case that identifies the gaps across this continuum? And how can we then make sure that the money is there to pay for addressing those gaps? And that's what the Global Financing Facility and its trust fund housed at the World Bank wants to achieve. And we are learning. There are front-runner countries who are making great progress, because it's not just that we want to see great, solid, technically sound country investment plays, but we want to make sure that they are developed through a participatory, inclusive process, so like Kenya did as they developed its plan. And we want to see, coming out from the fact that this finance facility is at the World Bank, not just more money flowing into reproductive, maternal, and child health, but also innovative financing instruments. Could you have imagined a year ago that Cameroon would have a health bond for kangaroo mother care, a development impact bond? So if you make progress on my kangaroo mother care, here is a health bond to help ensure that you have money to make investments in this area, not just kangaroo mother care, but newborn and babies. So this is very exciting. And the exciting thing, of course, is around innovation, doing the basic, but also to innovate. So what's holding us back? What is it we can't do? How can we now move from this moment to into movement? Mm-hmm. I think the biggest risk, frankly, for all of us is staying focused. And when I say stay focused on women and girls and mothers and newborn, it's not just the business, of course, of the health sector, but how do we get other sectors to also stay focused when we talk about women and girls? And that's where I think the final point I want to make is that this is staying focused is, and getting other sectors to work for us ranges from any facility that delivers a mother and baby should, of course, have access to water, light, and sanitation. And, of course, we should have gender policies that enables mother to seek care. So the field is really open for us. And imagine, as a last point here, imagine a labor room in a low-income setting. I'm sure many of you can do that. Now, reimagine that labor room changed. Reimagine the labor room completely changed, user-centric design, focused on the mothers, taking, you know, the new ideas around precision care, user-centric design, et cetera, into play, and change the labor room. So this is a little pitch for Women Deliver. We are going to have a labor room at Women Deliver. We've been working with Marketing for International Development, and they have brought in people who work and live in low-income settings to have a labor room there to remind us about what it actually could look like. So for those of you who are there, come and visit that. For those of you who aren't, I'm sure those innovative minds will have some virtual tour that you can take to actually visit that labor room. So, you know, the let's innovate, let's think integration, act integration, quality measurement, innovative service delivery, advocacy for accountability, and we will actually close the gap. So thank you again to all our partners for making this happen, and let's continue to build on that. Thank you.